The same way we had in the previous two Mishnayis, the qualifications of different levels of zeisim, different levels of oil, we have now the differences between the different levels of yayin that are used for nesachin. From where did they bring the yayin for nesachin? Krusayim v'tulayim alpha layayin. From those places, this is madrega aleph, alpha, level number one, for yayin, for quality. The second darga, shni Elohim, beis rimo, beis lovan bahor, ukvar signo bebiko. Those, the first two places were higher up. Kvar signo was in a valley. Kol arotzes hoyekshereis, el mikano imivin. No yayin was possible in the Sochem, but this is where they brought from. Ein mivin lo mibeis hazvon, even though we said that nothing is possible, that just means it doesn't have to be those two, there could be hundreds of places. But there are certain types of places that are low quality. We've had this before. Where Beis HaZvolin is Shvach HaZchayr, Velemi Beis HaShlokin, if it needs to be artificially watered or artificially fertilized in order to keep up the quality of the field, that means that the product is going to be a Shvach product. Velemi Mash Nizra Benem, anything that's Nizra, Shvachens up the quality of the trees they're there. Vimehevi, kosher. It's also kosher, but it's b'diavad. Ein mivin el yoistoin. We don't bring wine that's made from grapes that were left in the sun to sweeten them. That means they're not naturally sweet. V'mehevi, kosher. Again, it's kosher b'diavad. Ein mivin yoshon. Old wine that is more than 12 months old. Divrei Rebbe v'cham machshirin. Mefarshim explain from the Gemara that the nekuda over here is not the quality of the taste of the wine, but the redness, the richness of color. After 12 months, it loses a certain amount of color. Maybe it's not makah for taste, but there's a maila for nesachim that the wine should be in ganzen red. Ein mivin loy mosoik, not wine that's artificial sweetened. Veloy meushon, that went to some type of smoking process. Veloy mevushal, not wine that's mevushal. This, by the way, means that Yenois that are yayin mevushal v'mehevi posel. Where this has a major nafkamina in our world is that the same is true legabe wine that's ro'i to become, or rather wine that's suspect to be yayin nesach, is only wine that goy would use to be menasach l'avaydazar. They as well would not use yayin mevushal to be menasach. Any yayin mevushal, therefore, is not subject to the laws of stam yenom. This is the famous kula of yayin mevushal. V'mehevi posel, over here it's not even l'chatchilal's quality, it's taka posel, it's a different type of wine. En mevien min adlios, one cannot bring nesachim from gfanim that are put, are propped up on poles. Ela min areglios, ones that go on the ground, u'min akromim ho'avudim. Ho'avudim doesn't mean lost, it's with an ayin, it means they're worked. The kromim over here are ones that have ditches on the side of the ground, is what the Rav says, and because of that they develop well, and they produce a quality crop. So really, you don't bring minadlis, you bring minaregulis, and from these avudim. Mishnah Zayin Loy Koin Sinoisa B'Chatzofim Gedolim, they would not gather the grapes to make the wine in big vats, big barrels. Alo B'Chovis Ketanis, in small, smaller barrels. Big barrels take away the quality of the wine. In order to give ear space for the scent of the wine to go up, noidif usually means when you're smelling something from far away, it's wafting. So what that does is it lets out a certain amount of the intensity. It's better for the yain. It helps the quality. You don't take from the top of the barrel because the sediments rise there. They're lighter than the wine. V'lemi shuleo, not from the bottom, pnei ashvarim. There are sediments that are heavier, there are pieces that go to the bottom. Any liquid. Look at apple juice today, there are pieces that go down to the bottom. That's not quality. Elomevi mishlisho memtso. You take from the middle third, and from the middle chovis, the middle of the chovis, in order to get the quality. Keser ubodik. How does he make sure that what's coming out is pure wine without any pieces? Than any pseudos. The gizber is there, the one who's in charge of buying and consolidating the wine for Hegdish, and he had a measuring stick. A stick in his hand, either it was just a kli that he used to measure how much wine, or maybe it was like a walking stick, al tzchshivus. Zorak as a gid, when he poured the wine, call that zorak, the gid is like a line that comes out, and he could see when there's a little bit shmarim, there's a little bit sediment. So if you would see that little bit shmarim coming out, the hikish b'koni would take the koni, would hit the side of the barrel, as a sim, stop, like stop right there. That's the way they were by the Yain. If there's a thin, like flour, which is fine pieces, that's a mum. The same way there's a din by a behemoth that it has to be tomim, there's a nusach of tmimim that the Torah uses by Menachos. Now you're not going to say a carbon mincha that broke its foot. So what's the chosr? Tmimus. This is an example. The pasuk says tmimim yu lochem v'niskeim, that even menachos and nesachim also have a form of balmum. If it's not fine enough, it's all about kmachim. That's a level of balmum, and memel it's possible.